Hello everybody, I'm Daoyuan Wang and I'm a postdoc in University of California, Davis. And today I'd like to present our work about impact of biochar on soil water stable aggregates and associated carbon dynamics. So first, water stable aggregates can play an important role in a lot of aspects. For example, water infiltration, water retention, and also physical protection of soil carbon. And as a long-term strategy, when we put biochar into soil, I think it's important to look at the impact of biochar on water stable aggregates. So our research question is, how does biochar influence aggregation in agricultural soil? And we hypothesize that biochar can influence water stable aggregate formation by influencing both chemical properties and also soil microbial community structure and a lot of microbial activities. So to look at this research question, we set up an incubation experiment with two soil with different texture. First is a yellow silt loam soil from Russell Ranch Sustainable Agriculture Facility, and here's a photo of our long-term experiment. And it's a yellow silt loam, and another soil is with a little bit higher sand content. It's a Vena sandy loam from Lockford Plant Material Center in California. And the biochar, we use two kinds of biochar. First is water shell biochar, which is a locally made biochar. It's a high temperature biochar and with a relatively higher surface area. And another biochar is a commercially available biochar, which is namely enhanced biochar, but with a very low surface area, which is 2 square meters per gram. And the incubation experiment was incubated for 12 months, and the soil moisture was maintained at 80% of water holding capacity. And we looked at water stable aggregates by using a wet sieving method. So we wet sieve the soil and separate the soil aggregates into three water stable aggregate fractions. There are large and small microaggregates and microaggregates, and another fraction is silt and clay. And we also look at the microbial community structure by using a phospholipid fatty acid analysis. And we also analyzed the soil chemical properties such as soil pH, EC, and etc. So first, let's look at the result of water-stable aggregates. So here's the mean weight diameter of water-stable aggregates in different treatments. On the left is the sandier soil, and on the right is the yellow silt loam. And as we can see here, if we compare the two soils with no biochar, there's no significant difference in the mean weight diameter. And if we look at all the Vena soil treatments, there's no significant difference if we add like either kind of biochar or either dose of biochar. And oh, I didn't mention that we add 0.5% and 1% of the biochars, and which equals to 10 tons per hectare and 20 tons per hectare. And we didn't use higher percentage of biochar because we think it's a reasonable biochar content which farmers can afford, it's affordable for farmers to use in the field. And if we look at the yellow soil treatments, we can see that both biochars can significantly increase the mean weight diameter, which water shell biochar increased about over 130% of the mean weight diameter, and the enhanced biochar increased over 220% of the number. And if we compare the two kinds of biochar, we can see that the enhanced biochar even can increase the mean weight diameter more than the more stable or higher temperature produced water shell biochar, which is a kind of a surprise to us because usually we expect like more aggregation in a higher temperature produced biochar. And we also kind of concerned about soil carbon, and a lot of recent research reported a lot of priming effect of biochar amendment, and in our previous research we also find a priming effect of more water extractable carbon in biochar amended treatments, and according to our stable isotope results, actually it shows that the increased carbon is actually from soil native carbon. So we were wondering how is the carbon dynamic in water stable aggregates. And we analyzed the carbon content in all the aggregate fractions and also silt and clay fraction. And as we can see here, in the venous soil treatments, there's a lot of carbon loss during the 12 months incubation. And for both kinds of biochar, there's a lot of carbon loss. Well, it's kind of understandable for the enhanced biochar, since it's not very, like it's a low temperature biochar and a lot of organic residue is there, and it could be easily metabolized by microbes, so there's carbon loss, we understand. But for the high temperature biochar, we also see a lot of carbon loss for the watershed biochar. And if we look at the YOLO soil treatments, we can see that there's almost no carbon loss. And although the enhanced biochar has a lot of organic residue, but almost all the carbon are still in the soil. And also, according to our microbial biomass results, the highest microbial biomass is observed in those two treatments. And we also looked at the microbial community, and here's a CCA map of PRFA detected in the system, and also we threw in all the soil chemical properties and the aggregate fraction results. And and according to a Monte Carlo test, the soil type, soil pH, and nitrate concentration are the most three factors which can significantly influence the microbial community. And also both types of biochar and the soil EC can significantly influence the microbial community structure. And also, according to the CCA analysis, we find out that both small and large microaggregates can significantly influence the microbial community, which indicates that there's not a one-way impact, and the microbial community and the water-stable aggregates actually can influence each other. So we think here's what happened. So if we add both kinds of biochar into the soil, for the enhanced biochar, there's a large fraction of easy carbon for microbes. So it kind of enhanced the carbon source of microbes in the soil, and it doesn't impact soil chemical property a lot. But if we add watershed biochar, it's mostly carbonized carbon in the biochar, and it can significantly increase soil EC and the soil pH, which can influence the microbial community a lot. And both of the biochar can enhance the aromaticity of the carbon pore. And then in the venous soil, which is the sandier soil, with both kinds of biochar, there's very limited free clay particles, which according to the soil texture, there's very limited free clay particles. So it's very hard for the microbes to form water-stable aggregates in the venous soil, whether or not there's enough carbon source. And in the YOLO soil, if we add enhanced biochar, there's more carbon source, and then there's more microbial biomass and more microbial activities, so they form more aggregates. And the aggregate can actually protect the soil carbon, and then it actually limits the carbon source to microbes, and then it can influence the microbial community afterward. And if we add watershed biochar, it increased the aromaticity of carbon pore a lot, and also shifted the chemical properties. And it turned out it in those treatments, there's less water-stable aggregates compared to the enhanced biochar treatments. And we think it's we find that there's a lot of carbon loss in the venous soil treatments, and it's because of there's a lack of physical protection from the water-stable aggregates. And also, as I mentioned just now, the aggregation results can actually impact the microbial community. So when we mention the carbon sequestration of biochar, it's usually this mechanism, so biochar can provide pretty stable carbon into soil. But our results also indicate that actually biochar can enhance the soil aggregation, and then it provides a lot of physical protection to soil carbon, and it's actually another mechanism which biochar can contribute to soil carbon sequestration. And we also did a lot of research on how biochar influence soil water dynamics, and actually now there's a lot of different results reported, like whether or not biochar has influence on soil water retention capacity. And it seems biochar can influence water-stable aggregates, and water-stable aggregates can actually contribute to water retention capacity. So biochar probably can influence water retention by this mechanism. And I think there's still a lot of further research needs to be done, such as whether biochar carbon need aggregate associated physical protection to be very stable in the soil, since we detected actually biochar carbon in silt and clay fractions when there's not a lot of aggregation going on. And also, is a low temperature biochar good from aggregate perspective, since usually we think the surface area and other properties for biochar is very important, and we always want kind of good biochar, but for the enhanced biochar with only 2 square meter per gram surface area, whether it's a good biochar, I think it's a question needs to be discussed, depend on what's our property on putting biochar into soil. And that's all. Thank you. Yeah, I think so. And actually, aggregation can be influenced by a lot of factors, and the plant root is a very important factor for it. And unfortunately, our experiment is just a lab incubation, so we didn't induce plant root. Oh, we used 0 to 2 millimeter biochars, and I'm not sure about we didn't compare the different fraction of different diameter of the biochar carbon, but I do think that biochar smaller particles of biochar can influence the aggregation. Maybe has larger influence than the larger particles of biochar.
So was there any difference between the enhanced and the walnut in terms of particle size distribution?
So actually, in the enhanced biochar, there's a lot of organic residue. You can even see some kind of leaf in that biochar, and you cannot find any biochar particle in the end, but the carbon do still in the soil. But for the enhanced biochar, we can still find biochar particles in the soil, and the particles sometimes can remain in the aggregate fraction. But according to our stable isotope results, we do find a lot of walnut shell biochar carbon in the silt and clay fraction.
Thank you.